You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything best.
Oh, Mr. Tyler, can I please talk to you?
I'm sorry, miss, but I've got to tell the ladies the news about Dove.
But that's...
You know, it's just been proved this new kind of soap does everything best.
But that's what I want to ask you.
What?
I'm writing an essay for my home economics class, and it's about washing clothes.
Oh, washing clothes. Well, get out your notebook and pencil.
Okay.
Now, get this. Dove wins wash day tests against 25 different soaps.
That's a lot of soap.
It is. I bet the very soap your mother uses was among them. All were tested for the things women want most on wash day.
What are they?
Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety to colors. And listen, only Dove had a perfect score for the whole combination.
Gosh.
Now think what that means on wash day. For instance, what pieces does your mother usually wash?
Lots of towels.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad's overalls.
Yes.
My slips and blouses.
Okay, well, Dove gets towels whiter and work clothes clean easier than soap after soap. Yet this new kind of soap is actually safer for those pretty colored rayons.
Gee, Dove certainly showed up the other soap.
You bet. Compared to Dove, all those soaps missed out on one or more of these three points. White washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for nice colors. Dove scored highest on all three combined. Did you get all that?
Sure. In one sentence, too. Look, Dove does everything in your wash and does it best.
Good. And that's the truth, ladies. Dove does everything best. Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. After Molly's exit from the Hillcrest rest home, disguised as a scrub woman, she made straight for the police station to institute a search for Jake, when Mike, Rosie, and Uncle David found her. Mike called the Warren House in Greensville to find out if Joe Ellis had any leads about Jake. To his surprise, Elsie Warren, who had returned unexpectedly from California, answered the phone. Anxious to get to Elsie before Joe Ellis tells her the story of the $25,000 and her daughter Mary's connection with it, Mike and the Goldbergs grab a taxi headed for Greensville and Elsie's house. Unknown to them all, Jake, who was discharged from the Hillcrest rest home the very day Molly entered, has just arrived at Elsie's house and is about to let her in on part of the story of the money.
Listen. I'm worried, Mrs. Goldberg.
We're all worried, Mike.
I'm worried about Joe, not Joe Ellis. If he gets to Elsie before we do, well, my ghost is not only cooked, it'll be burned to a crisp.
It'll work out, Michael. It'll work out, you'll see. Elsie is an understanding woman.
Yeah, I know. I planned it differently. I wanted to tell her myself. But coming from Joe, she'll get all sorts of ideas, and maybe he'll tell her about Mary.
Whatever he tells her, we'll have to tell her the truth, Michael. But one thing at a time. One thing at a time, Michael.
Yeah.
Only let me see where my husband, Mr. Goldberg, is, and then we'll see what we can do about Mary and Mary's mother. I'll speak to Mrs. Warren, Michael. I'll speak to her as one woman to another. Your good qualities as a gentleman and a scholar, I know, Michael. I know you under very unusual circumstances,
yeah.
Michael. And if I say you're a good man, Mike, I know where off I speak. So just sit back in the taxi cab and relax. And don't be nervous. Don't be nervous, Michael.
Okay.
Just sit back. Just sit back. We'll get where we're going. Only sit back. Rosalie, are you looking for the pool parlor? Where Joe Ellis maybe is. What was the pool parlor's name, Michael?
The eight ball.
The eight ball. Look for the eight ball, Rosalie, please. And look carefully. Please look carefully, Rosalie.
Yeah.
When you spoke to Mrs. Warren, what did she say, Michael? How did she sound?
Well, she sounded swell. She sounded like she was real glad to talk to me.
You see, well, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's okay, but...
Then we wouldn't bust now. Now we wouldn't bust, Michael, and we wouldn't if. We'll wait and we'll hope and maybe everything will come out all right.
Well,
it will. And Michael, maybe it'll be your very good fortune to meet my husband, yes. And then you'll meet a man, Michael, a man among men, a friend, a husband, a father. Why, Rosalie, who is like Papa? Anybody, huh? Nobody, Michael, nobody.
Driver, wait, I think we're coming to the eight ball.
The eight ball, we're coming to the eight ball.
Stop here, will you, buddy?
Stop here, buddy. The eight ball. He's about the eight ball. And Michael, that don't be long.
No, I won't. I won't. If Joe's there, it'll be swell. If he ain't, I'm going to call Elsie again. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, do that.
Hey, you there.
Me?
You know a guy named Ellis? Joe Ellis?
New York fella?
That's right. Been in here today?
A while ago. We've seen him since.
You know where he went, do you?
Nope. Except he seemed in a hurry. Reckon he's got a lead on that guy who was bumped off.
Bumped off? What guy?
I thought you was a pal of this, Joe Ellis.
Yeah, sure, but who are you talking about?
Some square named Goldberg. Ellis come in here claiming somebody poached on his territory, and it seems he had this guy Goldberg marked out for his own private purposes. Somebody crossed him up, huh?
No, nothing like that.
No, well, you New York fellas are all alike. Either you got buttons on your lips like you, or else you got quick tongues like that Ellis fella. In either case, you never know what's on their mind.
Okay, pal, okay. You're no gypsy, and I'm not in here asking for a character reading. But for you to read the bumps on my head, where's your phone?
All right, I was just trying to be helpful. And if you don't need my advice, then you can find that phone for yourself, too.
All right, sorry, pal. Sorry, just a little on edge, that's all.
What's the matter? Your pony's ending up at the glue factory?
No, nothing. Just some personal stuff.
Well, you'll find the phone right there in the corner, near the jukebox.
Thanks.
Who's
doing all that telephoning?
Who's on the
wire?
Hello.
Seymour? Yes, Mr. Goldberg?
Put Mary Warren on the telephone.
She just stepped out for a walk with my sister, Bertie. How's Mrs. Goldberg feeling?
I don't know.
Where is she?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Nobody here seems to know who Mrs. Goldberg is, even.
Well, don't let them get away with that.
When Mary Warren comes in, tell her to call this number.
All right, I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Your daughter will call back, Mrs. Warren.
Oh, what is Mary doing in Lastonbury?
Mrs. Warren, there comes a time when you have to stop trying to pull the wool over people's eyes.
Mr. Goldberg, you have to stop talking to me like that. I'm plenty upset as it is. Don't make things any harder. I don't know where I am. I don't know what to think.
You mean to say this is all a revelation to you?
It's more than that, Mr. Goldberg. It's an upheaval.
You mean to say you don't know that your daughter Mary put $25,000 in my wife's pocketbook?
My daughter put what?
$25,000 in my wife's pocketbook. What?
I don't even know your wife. Why, I don't even...
And you never had a Mrs. Goldberg living here?
No.
You don't keep rumors?
Yes.
And you never had a Mrs. Molly Goldberg?
Mrs. Molly? Yes, a Mrs. Molly.
Uh-huh.
A Mr. Molly and a Rosie Molly and a Mr. David Molly.
My wife, my uncle, and my daughter. Where are they?
They were here when I left for California.
Oh, who did you leave them here with?
Mr. Hilton.
Who's Mr. Hilton?
Please don't start throwing questions at me as if you were the district attorney or something.
I'm trying to help you and help myself. If you are a victim of something, so am I.
Well, maybe I should ask you a few questions.
I'll be only too happy to answer them.
Why did your wife say her name was Mrs. Marley?
I don't know.
Why did she come here?
This is your daughter's home, isn't it?
Well, of course this is her home. She hasn't been home. I was expecting her home on a visit.
Who knew she was expected?
Well, I knew it.
Who else?
Mike Hilton knew. Mike knew Mary from New York.
So, you see. Did you know Mike before he came here?
No. But I was thinking of marrying Mr. Hilton. I'm a widow, Mr. Goldberg, and have been for many years. And I never thought of marriage until I met Mike Hilton.
Be grateful to fate that you avoided such a pitfall.
I'm thinking of my daughter, Mr. Goldberg. I'm not a lovesick girl of 18. Mike was somebody I thought I might be happy with if I put my mind to it. You can believe me. Love had mighty little to do with it. And I told him so. I told him I wouldn't marry him unless my daughter approved of it. He knew how I felt. So I don't care about him. I care about my daughter and what she has to do with all this $25,000. There's something we don't know about all this, Mr. Goldberg. Believe me, I know my daughter, Mr. Goldberg. She's honest and good and fine.
That company, Mrs. Warren. Oh,
not my daughter, Mr. Goldberg. I promise you one thing, Mr. Goldberg. If Mike Hilton is in any way responsible for getting Mary into this, I'll put him where he belongs and see to it that he stays there for the rest of his life.
Well, half-truths can wreck many a life. And the little Elsie has learned about Mike seems to be enough to send their love on the rocks. Will Mike and Molly arrive in time? You know, it's always a thrill to be the bearer of glad tidings. That's why I'm so glad to bring you the news about Dove. I mean how those terrific tests against 25 wash day soap proved Dove does everything best. And here's more good news. This new kind of soap does everything best in the dishpan, too.
In the dishpan, too? Are you kidding?
No, ma'am. Out of all those 25 soaps, only Dove gives you this combination. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease, together with greater kindness to your hands. Why, none of those soaps could do all Dove does for dishes. You ought to see the suds Dove makes.
Lots of them?
Oh, you bet. Dove gives more suds faster than soap after soap. Longer-lasting suds, so you don't have to keep adding soap. Dove goes to work on grease quicker, too. No hard scouring. Yet this new kind of soap is actually kinder to your hands. Leaves them wonderfully smooth. You see, in the dishpan, too, Dove does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Dove. When the truth begins to rise up, it may break forth completely. But then again, it may not. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove, the soap that does everything best. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war. So when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.